for that reading. Now, in just a moment, we're going to be thinking about what all of that means. But before that, I know that some people have unwrapped some of their Christmas presents already this morning. I don't know whether some people have unwrapped all of their Christmas presents, but I know some people have unwrapped some, and some people have brought their Christmas presents or one of their Christmas presents to church this morning, which is a very sensible thing to do on Christmas Day. So if anyone has got a Christmas present, why don't all the children come up the front? And if you've got a Christmas present with you, bring that, because it would be just great if we can have a look at some of the fantastic presents that that have already been opened. Don't worry if you haven't got a present, you can come up anyway. Now then, what have we got here? What have we got here? Let's see, what's that amazing present we got here?
Star Wars Complete Sega Wii.
Just say that again.
The Star Wars Complete Sega Wii.
The Star Wars Complete Sega Wii. Of everything you've just said, I've understood the word Star Wars. And I like Star Wars. That's fantastic. Now, what have we got another? We've got another Wii here. What Wii is this Wii?
Harry Potter.
It's a Harry Potter Wii. Okay, a Harry Potter Lego Wii. Okay, brilliant. We've got some other presents over here. What have we got over here?
Artist pencils.
Some artist pencils. That's very grown up, very serious. Artist pencils. Let's go over this end. What have we got over here? As well as a broken arm, we've got a... What else have you got there?
I don't know what it's called.
You don't know what it's called. What is it? Oh, it's a bright red watch. Is that bright red watch? Is that a Christmas present? It's a squeezy thing. Oh, it looks... Oh, it's disgusting. Oh, my word. I don't know what that's called either. And that was very discreet of you not to sort of try and think what it might be called. Here we go. What have you got here? What are these?
These are gel pens. Smell pens.
Gel pens, smell pens.
I meant smell pens.
You meant smell pens. Okay, that's an easy mistake to make. Okay, any, are there any more Christmas presents that I haven't spotted? What's that we got there? Do you want to show us what a hat with a beard on looks like? Can you... Oh, look at that. That is an awesome, awesome Christmas present. I like that hat with a beard. Fantastic. Should we do one more? What's this Christmas present here?
Elsa. Elsa. Book.
It's an Elsa... It's an Elsa book. Is that from the film Frozen? I can see that. That looks fantastic. We've got some great, great Christmas presents. Now, here's a question. Does anyone know why we give and receive presents on Christmas Day? Yes, why do we do that?
Because Jesus was born on Christmas Day.
That's exactly right. It's actually somebody's birthday today. It's not just Christmas Day. And on birthdays, we give presents. And that's what we're doing on Christmas Day, because today is a very special birthday. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but behind me, I've got a giant cracker. And what I'm hoping is this giant cracker can help us understand why today is such a special birthday. Now, does anyone... Oh, no, here we go. A few more takers. Okay, now we're getting on to the cracker. Well, frankly, I don't blame you. Because does anyone know what you do with a cracker? Yeah, Thomas. You pull it. Now, this is a pretty big cracker. I won't definitely be able to pull this on my own. Perhaps two people could... yeah. Alexia, you could be... on this end. Now, obviously, you'd want to pull it like that, okay? And then somebody on this end. Yep. Rachel, why don't you come? Yep. Great. Fantastic. Okay. Grab the golden bits on the end. Now, when crackers get pulled, do you know what happens? They make a... A crack, a bang. Okay, well, let's see if this cracker is any different. One, two, three. Whoa, there we go. Thank you. Well done. It's pulled open. And if you want to go and sit down, because... No peeking. Inside every cracker, there are always three things. It's the same cracker, whether it's a really big one or a really small one. The three things are, there's a crown, that's right. There's a funny little plastic toy that no one really quite knows what it is, but it breaks pretty quickly anyway, so you never get to find out. And then there's a joke that we always leave to the end. Okay, and what I'm hoping is that we've got those three things in here and that they will help us understand why today is such a great special birthday. Let me see if I can find the first one. Here we go. Look at that. Exactly. A crown. And that's because when Jesus was born on that first Christmas, he was born not just as a baby, but he was born as a king. Now, I don't know if you noticed that, but that was actually in our reading. Let me just read the words that describe Jesus being born as a king. It's in, if you've lost the page, it's on page 1027. The angel was speaking to the shepherds and said this, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." And that word Messiah that the angel uses to talk about Jesus is a Hebrew word, and it means God's special king. That's why today is such a special day, that Jesus was born into this world as God's special king. But look, something else we've got in here. There is a plastic toy. Shall we see what it is? It's always a little bit hard to work out what they are. They're always a slightly odd shape, and it's difficult often to know what to do with them. Has anyone got any ideas what this particular strange plastic toy is? Yes. It's a life jacket. Would you like to try this life jacket on? You look like, perhaps without the bearded hat, come up here and try this life jacket on. What's your name?
Theo.
Theo, there we go, Theo. That's it. Now, have you worn one of these before?
Yeah.
Yes, good. I'm really glad you said that because of what's about to happen next. There we go. Now, Theo's got the life jacket on. Does anyone know what you use a life jacket for? Anyone got any ideas? Yes, what do you use a life jacket for?
For saving yourself.
For saving yourself. That's right. You use a life jacket for saving yourself, particularly if you're in water, if you're in the sea, if you fall into the sea. And does anyone know how these life jackets work? Yes. You blow them up, and it's got something to do with this little thing here, which normally it says pull. This one says jerk. Theo, don't take that the wrong way. I think we'll just assume it means pull. Do you want to pull it or shall I?
You do it.
You do it. Okay, now this might go bang, okay? So, Theo, I really hope this works.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's see. Jerk, pull. Wow. Wow, that is amazing. Now, that is an incredible life jacket. That would definitely save Theo from drowning, wouldn't it? You feel pretty safe inside of that. Now, the trick is how to get these things off. Now, there we go. Yeah, you can do that, but fortunately, you can also do that. There we go. Why don't we give Theo a round of applause for being very brave. Theo, do grab a seat. You use a life jacket like that to be saved from drowning. And the reason we've got one of those in our cracker is to help us understand something else about Jesus, that he came to save us. Let me read again those words of the angel to the shepherds, because they tell us that Jesus came to save us. "Do not be afraid," the angel said to the shepherds. "I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born." And that word Savior can also mean rescuer. And Jesus didn't come to rescue us from drowning. He came to rescue us from something much more serious. There's one thing that all of us here this morning have in common, whether we're younger or whether we're a little bit older. There's one thing that we all do the same. And that is, none of us allow God to be God in our lives. And the Bible calls that sin. Not letting God be God in the way that he wants to in our lives. And that's what Jesus came to save us from. And he didn't use a life jacket. Jesus didn't come into this world and start handing out life jackets. If you look up, straight above your head, you can see
a cross.
And that's what he used to save us from our sin. Not a life jacket, but a cross. He was born to grow up, to die, to take onto himself the consequences of our sin, not letting God be God in our lives. Came as a savior. There's one more thing in the cracker that we need to find. What is it? What is it? What do we always find in a cracker? A joke. Here we go. It looks like a joke, and we'll read that in just a moment. But before we read that, I've got a few other Christmas cracker jokes that I've been gathering over the weeks. Why did Father Christmas have three gardens? So he could ho, ho, ho. What do you call Santa's little helpers? Subordinate clauses. That one was for the people in the cheap seats at the back. Here's one everyone knows. How does good King Wenceslas like his pizza? Deep and crisp and even. That's right. One more. Two more. How did Scrooge win the football match? The ghost of Christmas past. One more. How did Mary and Joseph know that Jesus was exactly 7 pounds and 6 ounces when he was born? They had a way in the manger. Now, let's have a look at this joke. Let's see what this joke says. It says, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And that's from the Bible, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. Now, I don't know about you, but that doesn't seem to me to be very funny. It's not really a joke at all. But that is the message of Christmas, that this baby was born as God's king. He came into the world to save people like you and people like me, to save, in fact, all of us. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. It's not a joke. It's actually a really serious and important thing to understand about Christmas. There is so much to enjoy about Christmas, so much fun and so much celebration, but it's not just fun. It's not just celebration. There's also something really serious for us to understand. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. We need to know that so that we can be one of those whom he saves. Now, to help us celebrate that and remember that this morning, you can see over on our Advent wreath. Let me just come through here. There's one more candle, the last candle of our Advent wreath to light on Christmas morning. Who would like to light the Christmas morning Advent wreath? Why don't you come and do that? What's your name?
Alex.
Alex, here we go. If you light it off this candle, Alex, that's it. And then very carefully, oh, brilliant. That's it. Let's give that another go. Get it nice and burning. There we go. How's that going to go? Oh, well done, Alex. And then that's it. Well done. Good job. You did that very well. And all of our Advent candles are now lit. I am going to lead us in a prayer, thanking God that he sent his son Jesus into the world that first Christmas. Why don't we all pray, and I'll lead us in a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that today is Christmas Day. Thank you that we can celebrate that together as a church family with lots of guests and friends and visitors. Thank you, above all, that you sent Jesus, Christ Jesus, your son, into the world to be a savior, to save people like us, to save sinners. Thank you so much that you did that so that we can come back to you. Amen.